Hello, this is Beatrice Pavia with the Rantoul Press of the week of February 24th. We're going to begin with the story from local news that's headlined, Pleasant Acres Elementary, a Fuel Up to Play 60 School, by Ryan Birch, and it's Dateline Rantoul. Pleasant Acres Elementary is now a Fuel Up to Play 60 School. Principal Wendy Starwalt told the Rantoul City Schools Board last week the reason Pleasant Acres became a Play 60 school was to have fresh ideas, energize the students and teachers, get the families involved, resource network, and have potential funding for new and innovative programs. According to the Fuel Up to Play 60 website, the program is an in-school health and wellness program launched by the National Dairy Council and the NFL in collaboration with USDA, empowering youth to make sustainable changes in the areas of nutrition and physical activity within their schools and communities. In other business, Allison Didier, the RCS Director of Special Education, gave a presentation about the new rules and regulations of the Illinois State Board of Education. In personnel action, Sydney Dixon was hired as the pre-K teacher at Pleasant Acres, effective February 6th. Katrina Pakonen-Huber will become the Northview psychologist, effective August 11th. And the board held two closed sessions. The first was prior to the regularly scheduled meeting to deal with student discipline. The second was in the middle of the regular meeting to discuss personnel. Board member Kevin McAllister abstained from the voting portion of the session. The board will hold its next monthly board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, March 12th, in the Robert D. Little Boardroom. The meeting is the second Thursday of the month due to spring break being the following week. And in another school story, this one is headlined, Eisenhower was president, Korean War raged when RTHS Foods Room was built. This one is written by Dave Hinton. It's Dateline Rantoul. Harriet Nelson from Ozzie and Harriet fame, or Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy, would be right at home in the foods room at Rantoul Township High School. It's straight out of the 1950s, Superintendent Scott Amerio said. And that changes this summer when it catches up to the 21st century. We're going to move more toward a food production type environment, Amerio said. All the casework will be taken out and not replaced. It will be like freestanding shelving. A south wall will be removed, creating a larger classroom setting, and some of the new equipment has already arrived. Funding for the work will come through the Education for Employment Office, state career tech education money, and federal grant money. All of the remodeling work cost will be paid from district funds. The first phase of the work was approved at the February board meeting, including removal of the flooring. Bloomington-based Ideal Environmental was approved for the project at a cost of $19,877. The project will be approved in three phases. The second phase will include architectural plans for much of the mechanical portion, and RTHS personnel will do some of that work. The school's industrial tech department, headed by Bud Root, did the design work. And more powerful appliances will be added, which will require an upgrade of the electrical service. Sean Heft, a family and consumer science teacher at Rantoul Township High School, said the curriculum focus is different from the homemaking skills targeted when the foods room was built. The curriculum features more of a workplace skills target than when it was first built, designed to help students find jobs in a commercial kitchen or banquet or serving industry. Amerio joked that Heft has been lobbying him for an upgrade for the past 5 years. But I've only been here 4 years, Heft pointed out. Well, in looking at the equipment and how it was laid out and some of the things in the cabinets, it was for cooking at home, preparing meals, entertaining versus the banquet and commercial aspect, Heft said. She said there are students who are interested in going into the commercial food work after school, and some former Rantoul Township High School students are enrolled in culinary school. Heft said it's hard work in the culinary field, but it pays fairly well. Added Amerio, one of the cool things we have coming up in a lot of our career classes, what they're wanting us to move to, is team-based challenges. We did a food challenge this year. One in the classroom had Eric Thompson from E.T.'s restaurant be one of the celebrity judges. And the winning team from our school competed at a regional competition at Parkland with other high schools in the area. Getting new facilities will spur some excitement. Amerio said both family and consumer science teachers at Rantoul Township High School have full loads because of the popularity of classes. Heff said while seniors feel ripped off because they won't get to work in the new foods room, underclass students are excited. And this story is headlined, Potomac PE Teacher Gets a Mohawk for Charity. It's written by Angie Walsh, and it goes, Potomac grade school students had a little fun at their teacher's expense while raising money for a good cause. The school recently wrapped up its Kids Heart Challenge for the American Heart Association. Those who brought in $100 or more in donations got a chance to throw a pie at their favorite teacher. John Lubinsky, the PE teacher, fulfilled his promise of getting a mohawk if $3,500 was raised, and the fourth grade class earned an ice cream party for the highest average donation per student. The total amount raised was $4,382.63. And Clara McCool and Colin Asbury, eighth grade students at Potomac Grade School, were recently honored at the Vermilion County, Illinois Principals Association breakfast. Students are recognized for outstanding excellence in academics, leadership, athletic ability, or for just being great young people. McCool is a daughter of Curtis and Elizabeth McCool of Potomac, and Asbury is a son of Jamie Asbury, also of Potomac. And the Potomac Grade School spelling team brought home third place in the Vermilion County Spelling Finals. The team scored 60 points, with first place Salt Fork earning 70 and Hoopston scoring 61 for second. The team members are 8th graders Connor Yoke and Emma Holden and 7th graders Ryan Eichelberger and Zane St. John. They are coached by Jim Ox. This is the first time in more than 20 years the Potomac has had a spelling team. An Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative has awarded two $500 grants to Clarenda McCarty, kindergarten teacher, and Paul Kuiper, 7th grade teacher, both of Potomac Grade School, to use in their classrooms. This is through their Empowering Education Grant Program. McCarty plans to use her money to purchase flexible seating for her students, which allows children to move around the classroom more freely and to get the wiggles out. Kuiper will fund two STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities for his students. In seventh grade, they will build balloon cars, which will demonstrate propulsion and Newton's law of motion. Eighth graders will study and build water wheels to explore alternative energy. And Armstrong Township High School will host a blood drive in the cafeteria from 1 to 6 p.m. Monday, March 2nd. All donors will receive a T-shirt. To donate, sign up in the office, or for more information, call 217-569-2122. Please eat and drink plenty of water before donating and bring a photo ID. And the Potomac Public Library will have its homework club from 3:15 to 5:30 p.m., March 2, 4, and 5. There will be a celebration of Dr. Seuss's birthday with an activity for kids from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Monday, March 2nd. Adults can make a St. Patrick's gnome at 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 4th. And later that day, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., there will be another Dr. Seuss activity for the kids. A Dr. Seuss activity will also be offered for children from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Thursday, March 5th. And each Dr. Seuss activity will be different. And the thought for the week is from Mark Twain, and he writes, "One is not blamable for mistakes. We all make them. A mistake is not a crime. It is only a miscarriage of judgment." This story is headlined PVO District Brings Home Good Report Card, But Not Perfect. It's written by Dave Hinton, and it is datelined Royal. Prairie View Ogden School District was practically perfect in every way in the state financial profile report, except for one area that it had no control over. Superintendent Vic White said the district's financial rating dropped to a 3.65, down from a perfect 4.0 that it had received the previous 3 years. The district will still receive recognition status, which is the highest profile category. White said PVO was dropped to a 3.65 score because the district's early property tax revenue was not received from the county treasurer's office before June 30. PVO was one of several districts that did not receive the money in time. And in other business, the board approved putting out a bid, a roof project at South Elementary in Ogden. The project will extend from the edge of the gymnasium to the 2005 addition that encompasses all the classrooms except the library and the special education room. And each building janitor was approved to hire someone for 120 hours per building to help with summer cleanup for $10 an hour. In personnel action, board members approved with regret the resignation of Susan Bensel and Rhonda Gordon as aides. Peyton Crozier was approved as a student teacher under Lori Montgomery starting the first day of August for a 16-week program. And this story is titled Sports Complex. Work now involves bringing hotels, restaurant, retail to town. It's written by Dave Hinton, the Rantoul Press editor, datelined Rantoul. All those players and fans who flock to the Rantoul Sports Complex beginning in 2021 will need a place to stay and eat. Rantoul officials are hustling to recruit hotel, restaurant, and retail outlet owners to build the needed sites for the new facility, and that is why they are putting in some long hours these days. The $20 million price tag to build the sports complex will be paid for with bonds, grants, donations, and sponsorships. Money coming from additional real estate developed at the site will go to the Tax Increment Financing District Fund to help pay off the bonds. But the economic development needs to happen as soon as possible, not 2 or 3 years down the road. In the TIF district, any increased tax revenues collected as a result of an increase in property values go into the TIF fund and can be used by the city. The sports complex will be built in West Rantoul, south of the Rantoul Walmart. Village Administrator Scott Eisenhower said the Warner family, which owns much of the land surrounding the sports complex site, has also been working on securing development, calling it a cooperative effort. One thing we realized is that utilizing the TIF fund to make the payments on the sports complex, development is critically important for us to make that happen more expeditiously, Eisenhower said. He said the village has taken the lead to bring prospects to town, as well as to solicit applications from developers that might be willing to work in the community. We have set the stage from the village's perspective on what types of businesses we're looking for, what opportunities might be available, not just around the sports complex, but around the community as a whole, in terms of what incentives we can offer. And then once we've done all of that and there is still interest, we put them in touch with Christy Flugmacher, representing the Warner family. And that way, when they go to talk to her about the land, they already know what is available from the village and what opportunities exist, Eisenhower said. Some prospective business representatives, whom village officials have spoken with, are interested in being in the Rantoul area, but not adjacent to the sports complex, Eisenhower said. His comments were made at a joint State of the Village talk given by him and Mayor Chuck Smith at a recent Rantoul Exchange Club meeting. Smith said Eisenhower has been working relentlessly. The phones are ringing off the hook, Smith said. He is constantly meeting with people. Smith said 80 teams have signed up to play softball and baseball games at the sports complex beginning in 2021, and village officials have not even gotten around to making arrangements for soccer games, Eisenhower said. Following the meeting, Eisenhower was to meet with several hotel chain representatives to discuss possibly building in Rantoul. Smith said the village has also been working with a Chicago area developer who said he could bring the hotels we need as well as the restaurants. Recognized chains are preferred. We want people to get off the interstate and recognize the brands of restaurants, making them more likely to stop. Smith said the sports complex will benefit not just Rantoul, but Champaign County and the rest of the area as a whole. He said shopping malls have also expressed interest. Smith said the complex will also be available to area schools, noting that village officials have spoken with Rantoul Township High School's band about using the complex. We want the public to embrace this sports complex, Smith said. It's going to be part of the community. It's not only a moneymaker for us economically, but it is also a social and cultural benefit to the community. Smith said dirt is being moved at the site, which has been staked out. Detention ponds will be the first thing put in. Eisenhower said the existing pond will be expanded because it will serve the sports complex as well as the economic development that will go up on the west side of Murray Road. Phase two of the project, which Smith said he is responsible for, is residential. There are 150 acres east of Murray Road that the Warner family owns that are suitable for housing construction. He said Eisenhower's phase two focus will be construction of an indoor sports arena. Smith said he received correspondence from an individual asking if there was any chance a skating rink could be made at the detention pond site. Eisenhower said it will be too deep for that, but we are talking about throwing some fish in there. And Smith said the work is designed to make Rantoul a destination city. In other areas of the village, Smith said dirt should start to be moved for construction of the 257-acre Illinois Autonomous and Connected Track at the Illinois Center for Transportation this summer. The track will be a collaboration between the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign University of Illinois Chicago and Northwestern University in the southeast portion of the former Chinook Air Force Base. This investment that the university is making is going to be one of the biggest test tracks in the United States, Smith said. He said the test track, the sports complex, and other expected economic developments will help to turn around the negative perception Rantoul has developed the past 25 years since the closing of the base. And Smith and Eisenhower threw the meeting open to questions. What about the possibility of a runway expansion at Rantoul National Aviation Center? Eisenhower said, the benefit of having a project that is interested in a runway extension is that it brings about an economic opportunity for financial investment from the federal government, but that only happens if we have a project. Such a project is expected to be developed that will need airport space. And that's one of the reasons we were chosen to locate here, because their intention is to consolidate drone research and development here and to recognize the size of the drone aircraft that they intend to bring here. We believe provides the perfect opportunity to then apply for the federal government for funds to extend the runway. The biggest hurdle has been we don't have funding for it, nor do we have the project to see federal funding for it. That might be changing. I think this could be happening sooner than later. And now we are going to read some obituaries. Sharon Hulls. Sharon Hulls, age 75, of Gifford, died at 11:25 p.m. Saturday, February 22, 2020, at Country Health Care and Rehab, Gifford. Funeral services will be 10 a.m. Thursday, February 27, at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Joseph. The Reverend Andrew Jones will officiate. Burial will be in Copman Cemetery in Royal. And visitation was from 9 to 10 a.m. Thursday at the church. Free's Funeral Home in St. Joseph is in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made to her church or country health and nursing home in Gifford. Farise Deffenbaugh. Farise Unziker Deffenbaugh, age 93, of Fisher, died at 2:51 p.m. Monday, February 24, 2020, at Bickford Cottage of Champaign. A celebration of life will be 10 a.m. Friday, February 28th, at Mahomet Christian Church on Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet. The Reverend David Johnson will officiate. Burial will be in Willowbrook Cemetery, Fisher. Visitation will be 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the church. The family suggests donating to Restoration House Ministries of Manchester, New Hampshire. Memorials or memories may be posted on her tribute wall at www.lambyoungfh.com. Joseph Lamb, age 83, of Savoy, died at 11:40 p.m. Monday, February 24, 2020, at Country Health Care and Rehab in Gifford. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory on South Philo Road in Urbana. Jeffrey Finnis. Jeffrey L. Finnis, age 54, of Cape Coral, Florida, formerly of St. Joseph, brother of a Paxton resident, died Friday, February 21, 2020, at home, surrounded by his family. His funeral service will be 11 a.m. Saturday, February 29th, at St. Joseph Middle School at 606 Peters Drive, St. Joseph. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Joseph Middle School girls basketball, and online condolences and memories may be made at www.rosenbaumfh.com. James Barbier. James Jim Barbier, age 87, of Bales Lake, Loda, formerly of Paxton, died at 10:12 p.m. Sunday, February 23, 2020, at home. A massive Christian burial will be held 10 a.m. Friday, February 28, at St. Joseph Catholic Church on North Hickory Street in Loda, with the Reverend Dong Van Bui officiating. Burial will follow in Glen Cemetery, Paxton, with military rites. Visitation will be 5:30 to 7 p.m. Thursday at Beyer Family Funeral Services on Pell Street in Paxton, with a rosary at 7 p.m. Memorials may be made to the Gibson Area Ambulance Service or the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Loda, and condolences may be offered at www.beyerfuneralservices.com. Mike Mercer, age 72, of Paxton, died February 6, 2020, surrounded by family. A celebration of life service will be at noon, Saturday, February 29, at the Rantoul VFW. Cremation rites have been accorded by the Ileana Cremation Society. Memorials may be made through Farmers Merchant Bank of Paxton, payable to Melba Mercer, and condolences may be sent to the family at www.ilianacremation.com. Joanne McCoy. Joanne McCoy, age 72, of Piper City, mother of a Potomac resident, died Thursday, February 20, 2020, at home. Private graveside services were held at Brenton Township Cemetery in Piper City. Cremation rites have been accorded by Knapp Redenius Funeral Home in Gilman. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society, and memories of Mrs. McCoy may be posted at knappfuneralhomes.com. William Thomas. William Thomas, age 87, of Ludlow, died Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at Carl Hospital, Urbana, surrounded by family. A funeral service will be at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, February 29, at Lux Memorial Chapel on Grove Avenue in Rantoul. Ken Chumbly will officiate. Burial will follow in Ludlow Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 to 11:30 a.m. Saturday at the funeral home. Jacqueline Reed, age 72, of Penfield, died at 9:45 p.m. Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at home. Cremation rites will be accorded. No services are scheduled at this time. Blurton Funeral Home of Potomac is in charge of arrangements. Memories or condolences may be posted on her memorial page at www.blurtonfuneralhomes.com. And William Atkins, William J. Atkins, age 80, of Paxton, an Armstrong High School graduate, died at 7:20 p.m. Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Byer Family Funeral Services in Paxton is in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made to an organization of the donor's choice, and condolences may be offered at www.byerfuneralservices.com. And back to local news stories. This one is headlined, $1.287 million purchase. Rantoul Board approves 100-foot fire department ladder truck. Dateline Rantoul. Rantoul Fire Captain Chad Smith said the fire department has been looking at the need for a larger ladder truck to replace its 75-foot one since 1993, the year Chanute Air Force Base closed. And that day has finally come. The village board last week voted to buy a 100-foot Pierce Ascendant platform ladder truck for $1.287 million from McQueen Equipment of St. Paul, Minnesota. The board, meeting in special session, approved the purchase by a 4-to-1 vote, with Trustee Sherry Johnson voting no and Trustee Gary Wilson voting present because he is a member of the fire department. Trustee Terry Workman was absent. Because of the margin of the vote, Mayor Chuck Smith also voted with the majority. Chuck Smith said it was necessary to hold a special meeting to approve the purchase because at least four other departments were interested in buying the used truck. Fire Chief Ken Waters said, because the truck is a demonstration model, it has about 28,000 miles on it, with less than 1,000 hours on the engine, the village bought it for about $300,000 less than an unused truck would have cost. The truck went back to the manufacturer in Appleton, Wisconsin, for upgrades and for a complete inspection, according to McQueen sales representative Larry Graves. And now that it has been purchased, the other options that Rantoul needs to meet their operational needs will also be installed, Graves said. Once it is complete and all the retesting is done, it will be ready for delivery to Rantoul. Waters said the company will install new tires on the truck. He anticipates it will be delivered in May. Waters said the ladder truck is a necessity. With the higher buildings like Credit Union 1, Holiday Inn Express, a larger ladder truck is needed, he said. The walls at Vista Outdoor, west of I-57, are 40 feet high. It is a much-needed piece of equipment. The new truck will provide twice the water flow, 2,000 gallons a minute, with two monitors compared to 1,000 gallons with one monitor. Firefighters will also be better protected from the blast of a fire due to heat shields. And the new truck will also allow the platform to go left or right, whereas the current unit only goes up or down. Smith said the new truck will also be available to help in grain bin accidents. Every single family home in Rantoul that is over one story tall, this piece of equipment comes into play, Smith said. It is not just for big downtown buildings. And this has been Beatrice Pavia with the Rantoul Press of the week of February 24th, 2020, and I look forward to reading with you again.